Vermont Emergency Management and the State Agency of Agriculture say a National Weather Service forecast of 2 to 3 days of low temperatures in the mid-20s to lower 30s in parts of the region will result in hard frosts. That will damage fruit crops, including apples and grapes. Vermont Farm Bureau President Clark Hinsdale owned the Charlotte Berry Farm for 15 years. He says the key problem is early budding that occurred this year.
Record temperatures earlier jump-started things and brought buds, leaves, shoots, many, many things out earlier than normal. And so now to shift back to a weather pattern that is normal to below normal, it's the combination of the early warm and then the late cold that's created the potential for the danger to the crops. And it's real. There are some early apple varieties that have blossomed already. Those blossoms are at risk. Fruit-bearing plants have begun to develop, you know, raspberries, strawberries, blueberries. It's not surprising to get these temperatures this time of year. What's surprising is that the plants are far more advanced than they normally would be in late April.
New York Farm Bureau spokesman Matt Nelligan says growers have been challenged by wide temperature swings since early March, and hard frosts remain a concern.
It does vary by region of the state, but we've seen in some areas, when it comes to our fruit farmers, damage that could run into the 20% range to some of the crops that we have here in New York. So, you know, when you had some extended periods of warmer temperatures in March and again in early to mid-April, the crops start to respond to that. Fruit-bearing trees, bushes start to flower because they're responding to the natural circumstances around them. And then if you get to a hard freeze that happens after, that's when you have these kind of problems. So this is just sort of an abnormal year in terms of not only cold, but also warmer temperatures, and with those two in combination, it causes this kind of a problem.
Clark Hinsdale expects that only certain crops are at risk due to a hard freeze.
For example, strawberry plants don't completely blossom all at once. Strawberries, you know, produce over a period of several weeks. So in the case of an early freeze, you might lose a percentage of your crop, not the whole crop. Now, with orchard trees, it can be worse than that because your early variety apples can blossom and you can essentially lose the entire production of that tree. Now, most growers of fruits and vegetables try to go for the early market, the earliest sweet corn, the earliest apples, the earliest strawberries, the earliest blueberries. And so most growers would have some percent of their crop at risk, but hopefully not their whole crop. It will get some growers off to a tough start to their season. Ruin their season? Not necessarily. But it could get fruit growers off to a tough start to their season.
The critical temperature is 28 degrees and below. That's when frost kills buds and blossoms. One night of a killing frost can damage crops. I'm Pat Brantley, WAMC News.